minivans like the 40 miles to the gallon Sienna, even trucks with tow hitches. Whether tailgating at Death Valley or a trip to the beach, Ralph Hayes Toyota in Anderson has the rental vehicle you want. South Carolina's oldest Toyota dealer for over 70 years.
We wrote the book on price. Ralph Hayes Toyota.
Walt them to the road rage. We are back. Danny said, this is for Ramona. Tom Waits, sheer brilliance, singing Silent Night. And I was playing it, and I guess Ramona could hear
it.
She could hear it from the other room. And she said, that ain't real. I said, yes, it is. She said, that ain't real. I said, yes, it is real. Yes, that's Tom Waits singing Silent Night. She said, I got to look that up.
I got to look that up.
It's brilliant. As Danny said, brilliant. What's the matter with you?
Brilliant.
What is the matter with you? And, oh, by the way, the texter 650, you're banned from the show, period. Who was just singing? I couldn't understand a word he said, signed John Hyatt. What is the matter with you? What on God's green earth?
You take offense to that text?
Yes, what is the matter with you?
I think he
John
was
Hyatt
just
is the greatest
say,
of all time.
He wasn't
saying anything
about
no.
John
yes,
Hyatt.
He was.
He was talking about Tom
yes,
Waits.
Yes, he was, silly. That's what that was about.
What's, that's a dig at John
yes,
Hyatt.
Yes, at both. Yes, right, don't you
okay.
see? Yes, yes. Let me get back.
Did you get rid of him?
Did you just say something that was
intelligent
and understandable?
Is he in trouble?
No, he's fine. No, I'm taking
great,
that as
the great John Hyatt.
Yes, right. I'm taking that as harmless fun, terribly misguided. Terribly misguided.
Misguided, harmless fun.
Before we get back to Tater Chicken Air, let me tell you about my friends at Twin Peaks. Now, first of all, there's no place like Twin Peaks to watch football. Where are you watching tonight's game? You got to get to Twin Peaks. Beautiful women, incredible food, 80 high-definition monitors. Wherever you sit, you watch the college football action on the weekend. There's never been a better place to watch sports than Twin Peaks. They have it all. 29-degree draft beer, incredible selection of mixed drinks. Listen, if you want to watch sports, football, college football, pro football, Major League Baseball, the playoffs, UFC, boxing, it's all at the Peaks. Get to Twin Peaks. I promise you will thank me later. The biggest surprise, Ramona, the food. Everyone who goes there loves the food, you will too. And they're always coming up with new things like this. We've been busy in the kitchen. We have so many new creations to share just in time for football season, featuring loaded fries available four different ways, the new bourbon teriyaki and pineapple habanero wing sauces. How about that? And our twist on a classic with the Caesar salad available as an entree side, topped with grilled chicken, charbroiled salmon, or grilled shrimp, plus two spicy meatball additions with the spicy meatball skillet appetizer and the spicy meatball parmesan sub, both featuring the house-made all-beef meatballs topped with fresh marinara and melted mozzarella. Come find your new favorite. Can it get better than that? And then it does. Get to the Peaks. You'll thank me later. Tater chicken hater. All right, Tater. So item number one on the offensive line hit list is you think that the staff may spend too much time across.
What I'm saying was, I'm just saying it's a possibility.
Right.
I'm saying
right, you're throwing them out there. Right, cross training.
The cross training could be one possibility.
Right, that's one.
Because everybody knows that when you play any kind of, or whatever you do,
yeah,
the more you just do it and it becomes natural, yeah. thing is, the faster you play, the better you play. Do you think that's part of the problem?
I think that every team in the country cross-trains offensive linemen because you only have so many of them, and injury sometimes necessitates you playing guys at other positions. I think that trying to establish depth combined with cross-training, combined with players in new positions, were a problem against an experienced Georgia defensive front seven loaded with athletes.
I think they overdo the cross training. I mean, if you're a freshman, one position do you get good with it, not three or four at one time. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, but I think sometimes we probably assume a little too much when we hear that. I don't think that cross training means they're dedicated cross training. I mean, I still think they have guys playing in their natural positions the majority of the time, focusing on that, and they cross-train as a means of security, but I think everybody does that.
All right, so we're ruling that one out. All right, second possibility, misevaluation. Is there a misevaluation problem? I'm not saying. I think they bring reasonably talented kids in. Is that the problem?
I think there's been some bad luck through the years with some talented offensive linemen, guys who really never got a chance to play because of injury, who probably would have been really good players. JKJ always comes to mind in that regard. But I think did they miss on a few guys? Yeah, maybe. I mean, that and probably everybody does. But I think they're, you know, here's the thing. When this staff came in, they were faced with a total makeover. And the fastest ways to make it over were to land the skill position players. And they had to build it everywhere. And the area that came along the slowest was the offensive line. And I don't think that's particularly surprising. I do think now you're getting consistently better players, guys who are more ready-made 300-pounders who come into the program more ready to play than before. And we're seeing some of those guys. Like, for example, people got to see Tate on Saturday. Now, they might not have been happy with what they saw because he was a frosh matched up against these experienced men on the other side. And there was a little bit of a price to pay for that in that particular game. But don't misread that. That kid's going to be a star, I think.
So the other possibility, if you're getting good players and you're not misevaluating them, and the cross-training is normal for everybody, which I still think we do more than most people do on the cross-training stuff. I think we're obsessed with it. Then the other possibility is the coaches are not developing players. Is that a possibility?
Well, you know, somebody brought that up earlier, and I don't think so. I mean, I think that this staff has done a really good job, for the most part, developing players. Because a player comes in and plays well right away and then doesn't seem to get better isn't necessarily a commentary on the development of the coaching staff. It can be a commentary on the ceiling of the player. In other words, he plateaued early. You know, he hit his high point early. And I think that was probably true with the Mitch Hyatt. You know, Jackson Carmen had some injury issues in his last year at Clemson that probably short-circuited what would have been his best season. And so it made it look like he hadn't been developed, when in fact it was injuries that really precluded him from being as good as he could have been.
All right, so now you're Dabo Swinney. How do you fix all this?
Well, I think one thing is that this group that we saw against Georgia had no continuity. They were not playing, you know, again, Bockers was a guard. He was moved to center. You flipped your McFadden from right tackle to left tackle. Parks went into the right tackle spot. You started a Frosh at left guard. This group had no continuity. There was no, you know, your best offensive lines in college football are lines that are seasoned and guys who have played a lot of games shoulder to shoulder, because that's how you handle That's how you successfully pass a stunt. When you haven't had any of that, it's hard to handle, especially the stuff that Georgia sent at you, especially given the degree of talent that Georgia plays with. So the bottom line is, this group of guys has to play together more. They have no games. They have no games shoulder to shoulder, and it's not going to happen overnight. The good news for them in terms of developing confidence is they're not going to see another defensive front seven like Georgia's, not before the playoffs. So there is time to get better. There certainly is time, and there's going to be an opportunity. I think some of it will take care of itself as the season goes on and these guys become more familiar with each other and they are locked into the positions.
That's great. Hey, two quick comments and I'm gone.
Yeah.
First of all, Tom Waite, your boy.
Yeah.
I can't remember the exact song, but the Eagles did a cover of one of his songs, put it on one of the albums, big successful album. I think it was a song about a hot rod or an old car or something. Anyway, they asked him what he thought about the song, and he said he didn't think too much of it. He did not like their cover at all, but according to the Eagles, when he got the check, he liked the cover a lot better. I'm serious. That's what they said.
That just makes him smart.
He became, and you there?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought I lost you. And the second comment is about the, it just kills me to give South Carolina any good thing to say, but I got to say this. They play in East Carolina this week, and the good news for South Carolina is they're 4-19 for all time against the SEC teams. And the bad news is all four wins are against South Carolina.
Yeah, I know. You know, I knew with 100% certainty you could not make it through an entire phone call without some South Carolina shots mixed in. I knew that with 100% certainty. Congratulations, Tater Tater.
All right, thank you, man.
Thank you. Well done. You have restored my faith in humanity with your late South Carolina hatred. Because what would a Tater Tater call be?
Without, it wouldn't be the same.
Right, without some South Carolina hatred. Look, I get the questions. I get it. The bottom line is, this is what happened, all right? This is what happened against Georgia. And look, we knew some of these things would be issues. Did we know that they'd be issues to the extent that they were? I don't know. I became increasingly worried about it. My conversation Friday with Ellis Tolbert and Faxon Childress, I said I'm just not sure the line's better than they were last year. The thing is, you went into a game against an experienced and athletic defensive front seven with a converted right tackle at left tackle, a frosh guard, a converted guard at center, a new right tackle, and you went up against a group of men who are really athletic and experienced. And that's the distinction. You know, again, look, you can't do this anymore, but if you could have somehow advanced this offensive line group, you know, 18 months in time or something, then they probably would have been more prepared. And my guess is that if these two teams play at the end of the year, that the Clemson offensive line will be functionally better than it was. And it you don't have to be way better. You have to be functionally better. You've got to be able to create a little bit of space in the run game, and you've got to be able to better protect your quarterback. You can't have linebackers shooting gaps and taking free runs at your quarterback, especially when all those linebackers run 4-4. So do I think those areas will improve? I do. How much they improve will determine whether Clemson's a national champion at the end of the year. Dave and Simpsonville, you're up as soon as we come back. Quick break.
Hey, neighbor.
Hello. Y'all okay?
Yes, we're good, but that storm was rough. I bet the winds were blowing up to 100 miles per hour.
I know. Trees are down everywhere. Why do you have power and the rest of the neighborhood doesn't?
I have a Generac home standby generator installed by Central Electrical Services. My food is cold in the fridge, AC is on, water is hot, and I can charge my phone.
You wouldn't have to have their number.
Yeah, call them today for a free estimate for your Generac home standby generator. 864-556-8002.
From one side of the upstate to the other, you won't have to go far to find a Reuben's this football season. They have all you need for your game day experience. Great food and drink specials, plus big screen TVs with surround sound and great seats everywhere. And if you want to give your kitchen a break, let Reuben's put together a spread for you and your friends. This football season, make it Reuben's. Highway 81 off 53 in Powdersville and 1083 South Batesville along the parkway off Pelham.
Coach Dabo Sweeney here, and I got an amazing new motorcycle from Tim's Harley-Davidson. Those folks just welcomed me in and treated me like family, and that's what the tradition at Tim's is all about. More than 70 years of adventure on the open road. They're just great people who know the key to a better lifestyle. Hey, if you want to ride like a champion, go get yourself a legendary bike from Tim's Harley-Davidson in Anderson. Go Tigers.
The plumbing experts know it's all about the team of people working that make a place run. They are skilled and trained to make sure all of your septic issues are diagnosed correctly the first time and make things right when the things haven't lined up to the client's expectations. Don't flush your money down the toilet. Call the guys you can trust. If you have a septic issue, call the plumbing experts or go to theplumbingexperts.com. They won't let you down.
I'm Peg. I'm a senior trust officer, but also a gardener and listener.
At Park National Bank, we're more than our job titles, and you're more than an account number. You get personal attention and direct access to a caring, compassionate banker who respects and responds to your needs and goals. Find Peg or a banker near you at parknationalbank.com. Park National Bank, where you mean more. Investments are not FDIC insured, not bank guaranteed, and may lose value. ParkNationalBank.com.
Wright mowers are revolutionary to the lawn care industry and were designed by a landscaper who saw a better way to get the job done. Landscaper Supply is a premium Wright mowers dealer. If you're looking to add to your fleet, visit Landscaper Supply and see our Wright mowers or schedule a demo to try one out. Landscaper Supply works with homeowners and all businesses, big or small. Visit us at one of our locations in Greenville, Greer, Simpsonville, Easley, or Anderson. Or online at landscapers-supply.com.
An ordinary HVAC unit might last 15 years. With a water furnace geothermal unit, you can expect a 25-year lifespan, maybe more. That makes water furnace the better choice. Federal tax credits are 26%, and South Carolina adds an extra 25%. Blue Ridge Electric Co-op members could get $1,600 per ton rebate as well. Invest in comfort and savings now. Visit waterfurnace.com/SC or call Brian Harden at 735-8081. Water Furnace, your reliable renewable.
This is for the men who never settle. The ones who believe only quitters end a game in a tie. The type of guys who choose the bar with the biggest TVs to overcompensate for theirs at home. This is the Lodge mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
If you have been arrested for DUI or any other criminal offense, you may be facing significant consequences and probably feel overwhelmed, embarrassed, and intimidated by the legal system. Do you feel like nobody understands what you're going through? Clemson's local attorney, Nick Lavery, is here to represent you and help get you through this tough time. Call today to schedule your free consultation. 864-654-3680. 864-654-3680. And online at theclemsonduiattorney.com.
For 7 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's best jewelry store. From a vast collection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned third place as Anderson's best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's best jewelry store, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
When house hunting, no home is the same, so why would realtors be? Making a house a home is one of the biggest decisions you can make, so make sure you have an expert realtor. Trent Smith and his team at Coldwell Banker Exclusive Realty and Management understand the value of finding the right home for you and your loved ones. From new builds to established homes, we know it all and can guide you throughout the full process. Schedule your appointment with Coldwell Banker Exclusive Realty and Management at 864-225-3788.
I'm Kristen Bennett. The weather is hot and the deals at Bennett Equipment are even hotter. Bennett rents and sells Talk Uchi track loaders, excavators, and wheel loaders, and now has Talk Uchi attachments for track loaders and excavators with the Talk Uchi quality and dependability you've come to trust. Call or visit any of our upstate locations or visit BennettEquipment.net. Bennett Equipment and Talk Uchi, two names you can trust. And remember, when you need equipment, buy or rent it from Bennett.
Your sports, your hosts, your station.
Second touchdown of the night. Got a little crease in between the tackles. Boy, does this kid look good.
105.5, 97.5. We're the Roar, baby.
From the morning through the day, on through the night, like the sting or the burning of a slowly turning knife. I ache now just to hold you, make you feel my love.
I honestly had no idea. I had no idea.
What?
I had no idea. I had no idea.
I'm not putting that one on.
I thought, okay, because the title is cut off in what Danny sent me on Twitter.
Yeah.
He wanted to make sure you saw this, but the title is cut off. All it says is Tom Waits, Silent Night, and Christmas Card. That's,
oh, it doesn't say the rest?
No, it says from. Oh. It says Silent Night and Christmas Card from, and it got cut off. Then it's dot, dot, dot. And so during the break, I was playing it, and it's Silent Night, and then it goes from Silent Night to talk about an X-rated bookstore, and I'm thinking to myself, what? I said, what? What?
And you're not telling me alcohol is not involved in that situation.
So now, in hindsight, I see the title, the actual title, and it's Silent Night and Christmas Card from a Hooker in Minneapolis.
Yeah, that's the one I did not click on. I saw that. And
That's.
And he looks like they just got, he looks like he's trashed. They got him out of bed and he has Christmas lights around his neck turned on. And you're telling me there's no alcohol involved.
I never said there was no alcohol involved. I said that spirits were part of his spirit.
Okay.
I said that spirits helps make him who he is. Okay. That's where his unique sound comes from. So I mean, so booze up, Tom. Hit that bottle. Dave in Simpsonville. Dave, how are you?
Doing great, Walt. Hey, listen, so much nowhere close to a football take. Back in 1990, we're talking about the Jaws stories, and I've enjoyed the shark conversations as much as the football conversations today. 1990, my wife and I go out with my company to Los Angeles. All right, we're going on a cruise, right? We won a trip through a contest that the company had offered. So we're cruising out. We go out to Ensenada. We go to, there's several ports. Well, one of the excursions was snorkeling to a place called Seal Island. Right?
Oh, no.
You know what seals are.
Yeah.
Right?
No.
Well, Walt, in 1990, I was portly. I was tipping in about 240. So I've got a big fat A, like you like to say. Well, what do they, if you go into the Pacific water is cold. So they give you a wetsuit. Well, what color is the wetsuit? It's black. What color are your fins that you're wearing on your feet when you swim? They're black. Well, what color are seals?
Yeah,
they're black.
They got web feet.
All right, so we're going out there, and the seas are choppy. We're going, okay, this is not good. The little boat, we figured, okay, he's going to drop us off. We're going to get to snorkel around. We're going to play with seals, blah, blah, blah. He drops us out 200 yards, Walt, two football fields from the daggum island, and we got to swim to the island. Okay? So we're out there swimming in choppy water. We're drowning, but seals are bumping into us, and we finally get to water. We're going, holy crap, how are we going to get back? You got to swim back, Walt. So we get back in the daggum little boat, and I look at my wife, and I said, you know what's out here? I said, this daggum freaking shark's out here. And you know what sharks eat? They eat these daggum seals. We could have been eaten out here and nobody had ever known it. Oh, Walt, let me tell you something. That was the last time I've been backside with the Seal Island. I'm going to tell you that right now. But the shark thing has just been great today. So I appreciate you bringing that on. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you, Dave. Yeah, on that, Blue Buffalo writes, as soon as your big toe hits the water in the ocean, you are the visiting team.
That's exactly right.
But I'm telling you, if you're up in that area, you know, along that north central coast of South Carolina, if you actually go check the maps, because they have all of those sharks, radio transmitter, whatever you call it, and so they track them all, and they go astonishingly close to the shore, like right to the shore. And you heed my words now. You don't listen to any of these shark people who want to make sharks into puppy dogs. That's not what they are. You go to where they are, and you're just a food item. They're a predator.
They're a master predator, right? So they don't know what they're eating. They just bump into it and go, "Oh, food."
Well, I don't know, but they're one of the greatest killing machines in the history of the world, and they haven't changed very much, and that's still their innate nature. So again, they try and make them out to be puppy dogs, and they say, "Well, you know, humans don't get right because, like I said, I've been here 25 years. I've never seen a shark because I'm not with them. You know, I'm not with them. In my daily travels, I don't see any ocean water. All right. So I'm not where they are. But if you go to where they are, then you are asking to be eaten. That's the bottom line. No thanks. Especially again, seeing where they chart all these sharks, how close they come to the coast. I don't think so. I want to talk I've got some people who are talking about the offensive line still. Tester 979 says, Walt, fourth point to follow hater call. Is it a scheme for CU offense versus young talent? Trends or turns? Is it a scheme for offensive CU?
What's the matter?
I'm missing something. Probably a phone transmission issue with it. I'm not quite sure. I'm not quite sure what you're asking me. Ask me again. Russell says, I skipped the end. I said, crazy to have great white sharks that close to our coast. Typically, the sharks on our coast aren't big enough, they're the Jack Russells of dogs. Yeah. No, but the great whites, they migrate here, and they are, again, some of them are bumping the coast. They are bumping right up against the coast. I actually, when I saw that, I actually tweeted that. It was a live tracking of where all those great white sharks go. And there are a lot of dots.
A lot of dots
right off the coast of South Carolina. So be forewarned. We haven't really talked. We still haven't really got to the NFL yet. And we're actually coming up on the end of the show. Rory, I'll get to you in a minute. Look, I made my picks months ago. I think that Tampa will play Cleveland in the Super Bowl. And I think Tampa will win. I don't think there's an AFC team good enough to beat Tampa in the Super Bowl. I just don't. I think that heading into the year out of the AFC, the leading contenders are Tampa, Cleveland, Buffalo, the Chiefs. My concern about the Chiefs remains the same. There is a lengthy history of what happens to Super Bowl losers. Now, maybe the Chiefs are immune from that, having been to the Super Bowl 2 years in a row, but there is a lengthy history about Super Bowl losers. They basically fall apart the next year. It's the curse of the Super Bowl loser. And they don't just stumble a little. They stagger. Ramona would tell you Tom Waits style. They just fall apart. You know, look at some of these teams in recent years. The Falcons, the Rams, the 49ers. Immediately after their Super Bowl loss, they fell apart. They completely tanked. They were inundated with injuries. Everything that can go wrong did go wrong for those respective teams. So, and that's been the nature of it. So that's my concern about Kansas City. That and the fact that I think the division's going to be a little more competitive this year because I think the Chargers are going to be better and I think the Broncos are going to be better, although I think at some point they're going to have to switch from Bridgewater to Drew Locke because Bridgewater's just not an answer. The Carolina Panthers knew that. The Carolina Panthers tried to make it seem like they were still all warm and fuzzy about Bridgewater because they needed him gone. But they knew that they could never go through another season with Teddy Bridgewater because he cannot throw the ball vertically at all. And it was forcing the Carolina offense to play in a box. Rory, how are you, Rory?
I am fine. Thank you, Walt. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Rory.
Thank you for letting me get in. Fantastic show as usual. I just wanted to comment real quick. I talked to my grandson yesterday, and this is the first time I had talked to him since the game. And I said, Grace, what do you think of the game? His first words were, Walt, Grandpa, our offensive line is terrible. They're awful. They can't block anyone. They can't do this. They can't do that. They, you know, well, you know, he's only nine, but he was kind of right. And, you know, that's not really why I was calling about, but I thought it was funny. That was the first words out of his mouth.
Yeah, well, he's another smart kid. We have so many smart kids call this show. It's not surprising to me. It was pretty obvious what the main issue was all night long, the failure to develop any running game and an offensive line. Again, it was largely reconstructed, had a bunch of guys playing in positions they did not play last year, and going up against an experienced Georgia defensive front seven, and it was a mismatch.
And it was. And the one cat that you've been talking about all day, like you said, he played his best game of his entire life.
Yeah.
He was in shape.
Yeah.
He played the game. Davis. I guess that was his name.
Yeah, Jordan Davis.
But he played the game. Yeah. He played the game.
Well, and again, it made him a better player. He was faster. He was quicker. He was more explosive, and he didn't fatigue. He stayed playing at a relatively high level the whole game, and he utilized his hands. His hand usage, which is very important for a defensive lineman, was the best it's ever been.
Oh, yeah, I agree 100%. I actually watched the good part of the game twice. Did you also notice... And I also noticed that Georgia did the same thing a couple times, that we had receivers right on top of each other on a number of different plays.
Well,
and Herb Street pointed that out.
Well, those are errors. I mean, those are mistakes. You know,
right.
In the case of the short throw of the right flat, it was Pace who ran the wrong route. Was supposed to be on the other side.
Yeah, well, stuff like that happens. But my question is to you, real quick. App getting on my parlay card, getting 10. I love App getting 10. Now I don't even know who they're playing.
Miami.
I don't have my parlay. Yeah, I guess Miami. I love that. Give me App all day. You know, if they want to give me 9, I'll take 9. But I think App wins that game straight out.
Wow.
And I really do. And then my other question is, and I'll let you go, because I know you probably got other callers, is what do you think tonight? My guy just told me it was 9.5, so I'm kind of thinking about it. But thank you, Walt, and I appreciate you, and I'll get a hold of you over the weekend.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Rory. You know, look, Tampa Bay is the best team in football. They were the best team in football last year. I tried to tell everybody that all year. They went on to win the Super Bowl, despite the fact they were only projected to win 9 games. And in this year, I think there's better consensus about Tampa Bay because I think they're actually a better team. And they're fully funded and healthy. And they have everybody. I know Antonio Brown's embroiled in some other lawsuit, but that's not going to keep him from playing. So, you know, he's now part of that receiving mix, which is now deep and talented. They have O.J. Howard back. So he was really Brady's favorite target before the season began last year. And then they have Vita Vea back, who they played without last year. He was injured early in the year. Vita Vea is the greatest run stuffer in the history of the National Football League. I've said that twice now in the show today. The greatest run stuffer in the history of the National Football League. He's a 350-pound, 6'5" condominium that with wheels. He's a freak athlete, and nobody can handle him. They did not have him last year. He was the best run stuffer in the NFL. In my mind, I think he's the greatest run stuffer I've ever seen. And they played without him all year. So, yes, they brought everybody back, but not only did they bring everybody back, they're getting some pieces back that they played without. You know, I just think they're too good. I mean, I think they're a 16-1 type of team. We'll talk a little bit about their competition in the NFC, such that it is. On the other side, we'll get to Big Bad Bob on the other side as well. Before we get a break, let me tell you about George Coleman. You know, for 90 years, George Coleman Ford has been treating people the right way. Their service manager, Kurt Shockley, has been the service manager at George Coleman Ford for 30 years. He's the longest tenured service manager in the upstate. His wife has taught first grade in that community for 30 years. They are a part of the community. They know when you come in, whether you want your coffee black, whether you want popcorn, whatever. This is who George Coleman Ford is. This is what the service department is. I mean, I was just actually looking at a review a minute ago that was 5 of 5. Somebody just talking about Kurt Shockley and what an amazing job they did on his truck. This is George Coleman Ford. For 90 years, they've been treating people the right way. And here's the good news. There's never been a better time to buy a new vehicle at George Coleman Ford than right now. The incentives, the rebates are unbelievable. So if you've been thinking about the most popular vehicle in the world, the Ford F-150, now's the time. If you've been thinking about the reimagined Ford Bronco and all the derivatives, now's the time. If you've been thinking about America's sports car, the Mustang, now is the time. Go see George Coleman Ford Travelers West. You will thank me later. Big Bad Bob, I'll get to you in 1 second. Walt up to the road rage. Quick break.
Rooster's Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Rooster's offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Rooster's at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Hey, Tiger fans. Blake Cubbage with Lakeside Lodge Clemson. If you're looking for a great place to beat the heat this summer, look no further than Lakeside Lodge Clemson. A one-of-a-kind condo hotel, Lakeside Lodge has all the best resort amenities, like a pool overlooking the lake and a poolside bar open weekends. So whether you are looking for a weekend getaway or you're in the market for none of the stress but all of the comforts of condo ownership, Lakeside Lodge is the perfect place to cool off. To find out more, go to lakesidelodgeclemson.com.
Serving Anderson, Oconee, and Pickens counties, Tri-County Technical College is in the top 10% nationwide for successful transfers to four-year colleges and universities. What that means for you is an almost seamless transition as you advance your college education. Tri-County offers a simpler pathway to a law enforcement career through their pre-police academy training.
In the healthcare field, they offer medical lab and surgical technician training, as well as EMT and medical assistance training. If you're looking for a career in today's technology fields, how about Cisco Network Administrator and Computer Technician Study? They are hot jobs with cool results, like HVAC technicians, a high-demand, high-paying field looking for grads like you after you successfully complete the program. Tri-County Technical College offers you many opportunities to gain the necessary skills employers are looking for in today's workforce. Start your journey today at tctc.edu.
The Health Dare, we only care about one kind of fat, belly fat. It increases the risk of heart attack, stroke, cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol, anxiety, and depression. Inches on your belly can be years on your life. It's not worth ignoring, so call the Health Dare. We specialize in blasting belly fat, and at the Health Dare, the second person is always free because we won't let you do this alone. Call 1-877-IDARE-ME or go to idareme.com.
The Clemson Tigers are
all in.
Are you? This weekend, the Clemson Tigers return home to Memorial Stadium to take on the South Carolina State Bulldogs. Death Valley will be rocking, and the Tigers look to defend their turf. Each broadcast begins 3 hours before kickoff with the Tiger Tailgate Show. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Properties Network.
Catch all the action right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
It's Tiger Time. You know what I'm talking about. Tiger Time Magazine, the preseason collector's edition you've come to know and trust for nearly 20 years. It covers everything a Tiger fan would want to know about the upcoming season, including game day outlooks, player profiles, hot topics, the 2021 signing class, electrifying photos, and much more. Pick up your Tiger Time Magazine at Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Walgreens, Food Lion, Lowe's Foods, Dollar General, and convenience stores, or visit TigerTime.net to order online. Don't miss out.
It says a lot when the same guy has been running the service department at George Coleman Ford for nearly 30 years. Kurt Shockley oversees a team that takes care of any make or model. They offer free pickup and delivery to service your vehicle, and there are no hidden fees. Plus, the service department's open Saturdays until 1. And you want to know a secret? They're about to begin changes that will take them into the next millennium. Call the George Coleman Ford Service Department at 834-6080. You'll thank me later.
It's always smart to shop at Diamonds Direct, but right now it's smarter than ever with 5 years zero interest financing and no money down on any purchase. No kidding, it's the best offer ever. Keep your money and finance the entire purchase, even the tax, for 5 years without paying a dime in interest. Get a $10,000 certified diamond for only $168 a month. It's definitely the smart way to buy, so don't miss it. On approved credit, details at DiamondsDirect.com. Diamonds Direct on Woodruff Road across from Target.
When the unexpected happens and you need legal advice on how to move forward, Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Nick is a former state prosecutor and has been fighting for Tiger fans like you for over 20 years. Maybe you were hurt on the job or in a car accident, charged criminally, or need help with a real estate closing. Visit nicklaverylaw.com for more information and call 864-654-3680 to schedule your free consultation. 864-654-3680. Go Tigers.
You're listening to 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
He can absolutely move in a different direction quickly without warning.
Where every day is game day.
Where it began, I can't begin to know him. But then I know it's growing strong. Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so good.
good. We are back. Texter 908 writes, hey, Walt, I enjoy your show. Played football for 9 years. We always practiced playing ourselves. So if our defense is so good, should the offense be ready for a top-ranked defense? In hindsight, no. You know, look, again, that offensive line was a remanufactured bunch. You had players playing in positions they hadn't played regularly. Obviously, McFadden had flipped to left tackle. Tate was Frosch was inserted at left guard. Bockers moved from guard to center. Parks was in at right tackle for McFadden. So that group had no continuity. There's no shoulder-to-shoulder chemistry. And so the challenge of dealing with the quality and size of the athletes that Georgia had in their front seven was just too much for them in game one. You know, and again, I expect that group to get better. How much better will determine whether Clemson is a factor at the end of the year. If these two teams play again at the end of the year, I would be shocked to see a replication of that game. I'd be shocked to see anything similar to that. I don't think you'll see that. I think you'll see a completely different type of football game, and I expect the offensive line. You know, look, you're not going to change somebody from being, say, an average player to a great player over the course of a season. But what you can change is the chemistry. You can change the cohesiveness, the ability to pass on stunts and correctly. This group was late with everything in that game. And they're just going to have to be better. And look, they're going to be better by definition, as we've said, because well, you're not going to play Georgia again during the regular season. There's not going to be any team that puts as much pressure on that offensive line as Georgia did. The next group would be NC State with their linebackers. And you might see a little of that. But this group will play better just based on the fact that they don't have to face Georgia. Now, what you hope for is that based on a season of playing together, you hope that you don't have injuries up front. And based on a season of playing together with more familiarity and cohesiveness, that this group gets better. See, you don't judge an offensive line based on individuals. You judge them based on the whole. And the whole needs to be more cohesive to handle the kind of stuff that Georgia threw at them. Big Bad Bob. Bob, how are you?
Walt, I'm doing okay. I heard you talking about a movie you're never going to watch. Was that Forrest Gump?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's not a bad movie. Of course, they could talk about Alabama. But anyway, I assume that...
I'm just not watching any 9-hour movie, especially one that bored me in the first 50 minutes.
I like shrimp, saute, balls. Anyway, Forrest Gump.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Well, you probably
I still didn't see it, Bob. So your movie references on it will be lost on me.
Yeah, I love Tom Waits today. I love Tom Waits, and I love the Silent.
Okay, Ramona, you were right.
What?
I was just convinced.
Was a real good drummer. Jimi Hendrix was the drummer. No. But anyway, Bob Dylan sang Silent Night. I've got a CD of Bob Dylan singing Christmas songs and reggae, and I can't understand him. I met him one time, and you know, I couldn't understand when I met him, but he's great. He's great. So I love the Tom Waits and stuff and all that stuff like that. And I'm predicting that Clemson will win this week, and they'll get the chemistry. Tony Elliott will be working the chemistry set this week. So,
South Carolina State, Bob, if Clemson doesn't win this week, I quit, okay? I quit.
But
if Clemson doesn't beat South Carolina State, I quit. I'm finding something else to do.
But like some other people, I'm still going to support Clemson no matter what.
Well, good.
But I think they'll find the right chemistry in the line. Yeah. But my granddaughter said, how in the world are they getting to the quarterback running a 3-4 defense? How's that? No, she'd say that anyway. Anyway, Walt, I enjoy the show.
Thank you, Bob.
And they have Miracle Whip at one of my local drive-ins. So,
thank you, Bob.
It's a favor. Thank you.
I'm not sure what eventually I need that, Matt, but I've just decided you're right, Ramona, on Tom Waits. If Bob is with me. Justin in Dacresville asked, Walt, what was your take on Clemson's defense? You know, again, I think that what we witnessed Saturday are the two best defenses in the country. I said that going in. I think that Clemson and Georgia and then Alabama, in that order, are probably the three best defenses in the country. Having said that, what we witnessed Saturday was a mirage. You never see that game again. That game was a one-off. That's never happening again. That game was two offenses who were not ready for prime time against two defenses that were. And that was the result. But that doesn't mean that would be the result later in the year. If those two teams play at the end of the year, will not be 10-3. It'll be 30-27. It'll be 34-27. It'll be something different than what it was. And the dilemma I have with looking at these defenses and thinking that that's the way it's going to be is I just don't believe it. Because, again, if you took last year's Alabama team and you had them play either one of those teams on Saturday night, they score 40 on either one of those defenses. And don't tell me they don't. I've seen it, okay? I mean, that Alabama team would have scored 40 on anybody. So would the LSU team the year before. Would not have mattered. Would not have mattered. You know, when Georgia played Alabama last year, Alabama had an experienced offensive line, experienced quarterback. They slid the protections the right way. They handled the blitz pickups. The blitz worked basically once. Ojulari in the first play of the game hit Mac Jones. It caused the ball to float down the middle field. LeCount intercepted it. That was it. After that, Alabama handled all the blitz pickups fundamentally the rest of the night, and Mac Jones attacked that secondary. This is not hard to understand. As bad as Clemson's offense was, as bad as that offensive line was, whatever struggles DJ had, Clemson still had a 100-yard receiver in that game. So if you put the Alabama from last year and that offensive line and Mac Jones and Devontae Smith on the field, what do you think was happening to that Georgia defense? He would have carved the back end of that Georgia defense up. The back end of that Georgia defense just didn't get exposed because of the pressure. That group is not as good as they were a year ago. Ringo was confused numerous times. A year ago, that group had Campbell, Stokes, Daniels, LeCount. These are all NFL guys. Clemson fully thought that they were going to be able to take advantage of that secondary. And they would have. There's no question they would have had the offensive line played better. And a DJ throughout the course of the game, not heard ghosts. But trust me when I tell you this, DJ Uiagalelei, no matter what anyone says, is going to be unbelievable at Clemson the next 2 years. Unbelievable. He's still a threat to win the Heisman. If it's not this year, it's next year. That's what he's going to be. He's going to tear up everybody from this point forward. Because, again, they're not going to face that pressure that they faced in that game one situation. But as far as the Clemson defense was concerned, I thought they played well. I also think that Georgia didn't test them in any appreciable way. Georgia didn't throw the ball vertically at all. Everything that JT Daniels threw was quick and immediate. They did not throw the ball vertically at all. And so, you know, but I think the Clemson defense played well, but I don't think people should overreact to it. Listen, here's the deal. You're not winning any national title scoring 10 points. At the end of this process, if you're paying attention to college football, for 6 to 8 years, we've had quarterbacks set all-time NCAA passer efficiency records. The offense is dominating the game. And by the end of this year will be no different. And if you plan on winning a national title, whether you're Ohio State, Oklahoma, Clemson, Georgia, you're going to have to be able to score 40 points at the end of this process because that's what it takes to win in today's college football. This game we saw was a mirage. Don't view it as anything. It was a game where the two offenses weren't ready. The two defenses dominated the flow of the game, but that doesn't mean that'll be the way at the end of the year. It will not be. It will not be. And if Georgia thinks for 1 second that their 3 points on offense is going to get them a national championship, they're as delusional as some of their fans are. You would have to score points to win a national title. You'd have to score 30, 40 points at least at the end of the rainbow games. That's the way it works. We'll talk more about this tomorrow. We'll talk more NFL tomorrow as well. Certainly, I expect Tampa to take care of business tonight because I expect Tampa to win every single game all year. You know, they might lose once. It's not going to be to Dallas tonight. Welcome to the Road Rage. Stay tuned for the Morgan Thomas Show next.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
I'm John. You may know me as a commercial lender, but I'm also a craftsman and a dog vet.
At Park National Bank, we're more than our job titles, and you're more than an account number.